Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, obviously from the Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber's upcoming events, you can go to DurangoBusiness.org and to book your Cascade Run train tickets from Rockwood, go to DurangoTrain.com. I have Luke Prince. What your official title is, like, event guru?
Yeah, something like that. I like to think it's a chief event officer, CEO, but it's actually event manager here at the Durango in Silverton.
Well, I think it's just thought you, Luke, are so perfect for this job, because I think you told me one time you used to ride your bike along the river trail, speed up and wave to the passengers on the train, then speed up, get ahead, wave again. And
they've that's done right. Yeah. You know, it's fun. I like to think, you know, everybody here in Durango, they know it's fun to wave to the train as it goes by, but I like to think it's more fun to wave from the train.
Ah, yes. Well, you know, absolutely. And there's no better time, especially if you're, you know, if you're a Durangutang and it's been a while since you've ridden the train, you know, for various reasons. Now you have, I'm going to call it a 2-hour express trip, and you get on board at Rockwood.
That's right. Yeah. It's a, we call it the Cascade Canyon Express, and we go from Rockwood, which is just north of Durango, 20 minutes out of town. And we go from Rockwood to Cascade Canyon and then back to Rockwood. It's 2-hour round trip, 16 miles of the most scenic part of the train ride.
Oh, if you've never ridden the train, you're pulling out of Rockwood and you immediately see the river 400 feet below.
Yeah, it really is quite incredible. That's the beauty of this short trip, is that right when you get started, it's right off the bat. You're exactly right, Jack. The High Line is, that's what we call the High Line, and 400 feet straight down. C.W. McCall said it himself.
You're going to get a shiver as you check out the river, which is 400 feet straight down. Yeah, I joke because I sang that earlier, and you were, you know, wow, this guy – brainwashed. I actually did in college, we had to do a video production, and I did my video to that song.
There you go. Cool.
And I got to go.
I'd like to see that video sometime, Jack.
Yeah. So if you want to book this trip, how do you guys manage the social distancing?
Yeah. So, booking the trip is quite easy. We have a number of ways to book it. You can, of course, call our phones. We have a number of different ticketing agents ready and standing by, of course. Nothing beats just walking into the train station and walking up to the counter there and getting a train ticket in person. Of course, you can go on to DurangoTrain.com and get those tickets there. So a number of ways to purchase the tickets. But you asked another question about social distancing and how we're managing that. And, you know, here at the railroad, it's very important to us, not only during this pandemic, of course, but just in everything that we do, safety is number one. And so when the pandemic came out, it was kind of second nature to us. Of course, we're getting recommendations left and right, and there's laws in place for everything that we need to do and things. But really, at the end of the day, it was a no problem for us to implement some certain things. And so masks are mandatory on the train ride, and we find that a lot of the guests are very appreciative of that. And so that's one thing that's very safe. And then also on our train cars, there's 40 seats on every one of these open air gondolas, and 40 seats on board every one of these enclosed coaches too. And we only sell half of them. So right now we're maxing our capacity out at 50%. And so what that allows folks to do is be on the train and sit with their family and sit away from strangers. And so there's plenty of room for everybody to sit out. Spread out and sit with their friends and family. And so we have assigned train car numbers. And so, Jack, you'll be riding on coach number 31 today. And once you get there, choose wherever you'd like to sit.
You know, the really nice part about this, there's no bad seat in the house, because if you're on the left side of the train going up, you're going to be on the Highland side looking straight down on the way
back. Exactly right. Yeah. So as soon as you leave Rockwood, we were talking about the views, how quickly they begin, right? And then shortly thereafter, we cross the High Bridge. And so after the High Bridge, the river's on the other side. And so really, there's not a bad seat in the house. And as you said, the train turns completely around. And so you get to see both of those sides coming back. So nobody misses a thing.
Now, if you want to grab a snack or a drink before you go, you guys, I understand, even have a concession car at Rockwood.
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things that We've had to alter during the pandemic, because we can't have our concession car on board the train. And so that's one way to keep things safe, is we don't allow folks to go from train car to train car. So you're kind of in your own space there. But you're more than welcome to visit the concession car before you hop on board the train. And so we have one of those concession cars at Rockwood, and they sell all kinds of goodies, from a few souvenirs to mostly snacks, and a big one is drinks. If you want to grab a cold beer for the round trip 2-hour train ride, you know, that's a nice thing. Some of these days they get a little warm, so it's highly encouraged. I mentioned it earlier. Safety is first for everybody. We sell a lot of water, yeah. And so that's really important there. And guidebook, and I, of course, ice cream sandwiches. You got to have an ice cream sandwich when you're up there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that was a great reminder too. You mentioned that everybody has to have a face covering. Now, because you mentioned beer, 2 hours, and I'm old. What if I have to use a restroom? Are those facilities available?
They sure are. So These trains, they have all the amenities of home. And so it's real nice. There's plenty of restrooms. They're on each enclosed coach. And so the folks riding in the gondola, they just make their way to the nearest enclosed coach. And there's 2 per train car there. So that's not a problem.
I just wanted to make sure we said you were able to move around. I was like, oh, but what if I have to? But obviously you've addressed that issue, and you don't want anybody to be, quote unquote, uncomfortable, or a little kid, you know, I got to go. And obviously hand sanitizing afterwards and all of that stuff is available. So you guys have literally, you know, the pivot word comes up all the time. And I always think of basketball. You have a referee jersey, but I know you're referees for doing the roller derby refereeing, but you guys have pivoted and really adjusted to being able to operate during the pandemic and doing this. And obviously you have the cars only, you know, they can seat 40, but you only allow 20 people per car. How many trips are you doing each day?
Yeah, so it's incredible that you brought that up, Jack. We have 138 years of continuous operation from Durango to Silverton. Wow. And to say that we haven't had to pivot and make alterations along the way, I mean, it's just kind of in our – it's second nature to us to say, okay, what do we have to do this time around? And so we've definitely altered the trip. And the beauty of this highlight reel is what we like to call it, is that we're able to operate multiple trips a day. And so right now we're operating upwards of 6 train rides a day based out of Rockwood. We have a steam train that leaves, and then following that steam train, we have a diesel train also going, each of which 3 times a day based on capacity and what we need going on, but upwards of 6 trains a day, and we're able to do those round trips multiple times.
Wow. That's amazing, you know, and congratulations on being able to pivot. The steam train, I'm curious, is that the modified locomotive? Is that what
you're running? Absolutely. So the locomotive that's pulling these trips for the steam excursion is number 493, and that is our newly rebuilt locomotive, and it burns oil. So it's not a coal-fired locomotive, and it's the largest locomotive in our fleet, and also one of the oldest. It was built in 1902 originally, and to have that piece of history as the main pulling power, it's quite incredible to not only witness that, but just be a part of history as it takes you up the track there.
You know, I think what's amazing, again, you know, is how you pivoted, and you can't run down to an auto parts store or train parts store and buy the parts when you did this conversion. That all was done in the roundhouse, and a lot of, I'm going to say, research and development and engineers working, you know, and I'm not talking about the engineer on the train. I mean, hats off to you guys for doing that.
Yeah, the roundhouse here, we have 8 operational steam locomotives, and that roundhouse is, without exaggeration, one of the best and most qualified in the world. And as you said, you can't just go out and buy a part to these locomotives. And if you could and you needed something, you'd be buying it from us. This is the place that we fabricate most of those parts, and we have a huge machine shop. I mean, you should see some of these. And I mentioned you can see some of these. One of the things that we're still operating right now, in addition to our Cascade Canyon Express, is our museum is open, and we're also doing yard tours. So you can get a behind-the-scenes look at that roundhouse, at the car shop that maintain all the rolling stock, and really see what it takes to maintain some of these pieces of history.
That is so cool, because I've had the pleasure of going back in the roundhouse a couple times, and just seeing the amount, like you said, from the lathes and everything else that you guys work with, and you know, the machine. I even heard a rumor a while back that Fort Lewis did some 3D printing to make a part that you guys were unable to cast and make it, and you know, and just the collaboration that occurred.
Yeah, it's really incredible to watch these guys. During the pandemic there, a lot of things kind of came to a slowdown, and me personally, I was able to put some of my time in at the roundhouse, and I was very privileged to be able to help them out on a few projects here and there, but to actually get some grease on my overalls, that was something else. I'll never forget it.
They tell me though, Luke, they didn't let you touch power tools, did they?
Oh, come on.
I'm kidding. I know you're mechanical. You would not want me touching power tools, you know. I still have all my digits, and I want to keep it that way.
You know, together you and I will get trained on these things one day.
There we go. Safety first. And that is one of the biggest things that you guys are so, so adamantly, you enforce safety first on everything that the train does. Now, in the museum, you guys are open, correct me if I'm wrong, 7 days a week?
Yeah, that's right. Our museum is a really prized jewel here in Durango and the whole region. It's not just a museum for the railroad history, but all of Durango and all of the region. It's really it's an eclectic part of a lot of different things, and we are in a position to keep that available to everybody and make it free for everybody too. And so that's a really nice thing for folks to come on down and take a look at our museum. And when you do that, I'd highly encourage folks to bring a couple of hours with them. I mean, there's so much to see in there. From, we call it the Little Animus, to it's an aquarium that holds and shows the local fish that are alive in our Animus River. To some of the very first fire truck to be in Durango that showed up on the railroad. So there's quite a few things to look in there.
How long has the aquarium been there?
I believe it's been there about 2 or 3 years.
Okay, because I was going to say, I for whatever reason, I was in there, I want to say a year ago, and for whatever reason, I don't recall that. So
it's cool. It's a newer exhibit, and that's one of the beauty things about the museum also, is the museum exhibits are constantly changing and constantly being upgraded and improved upon, and it's a huge space, and it's just jam-packed full of all kinds of really nice memorabilia.
Yeah. Well, I highly encourage people to check that out. It's funny, go stand right at the engine and take a picture. I had to go to a conference a while back, and they said, take a picture with something iconic in your area. I sent them a picture standing in front of the locomotive in your museum. So if someone, again, wants to get tickets, how do they get them to do the Cascade trip?
Yeah, there's DurangoTrain.com. That's of course, an easy one for everybody. Just visit us online. DurangoTrain.com is an easy one to remember, too. But really, when you're in the heart of downtown Durango, just stop on by the train station. Our ticket office agents are there, and so is our gift shop. So they can just stop on by, and there's something beautiful about getting a train ticket at a train station.
Well, what I love going in the ticket office is the smell. Every time I walk in there, it is distinct. You smell the coal. It like takes you back in a historical. You know, it feels like you are projected back in time. So.
Yeah, that's one of our kind of something that we pride ourselves in, is that we are a trip to yesterday. Folks come back, particularly older folks, and I ask if they've been here before, if they've ridden before, and they say, yeah, but it's been, you know, 50 plus years. And I tell them, you know, well, that's what's great about this is that not much has changed.
Taller, but yeah. Well, Luke, thank you for taking the time to join me on Chamber Chat today. Again, DurangoTrain.com is where you get tickets, or head on down to the train depot. And, from Rockwood to Cascade and back, it's only a two-hour trip. If you haven't done it, highly encourage people to get your tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jack. I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, no problem. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. again, DurangoTrain.com and DurangoBusiness.org. Luke, have a great day.
Thank you, Jack.